Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Farnell Newton, educator, composer, arranger, and trumpeter. Do you love good jazz and great jazz conversation? You'll hear it all on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Los Angeles with one of the best broadcasters and radio hosts in the business, Miss Bridgette. What happens when straight-ahead jazz meet hip-hop fusion? You've captured the essence of real jazz music, and that's exactly what you'll hear in my new project, Class Is Now in Session. You can pick it up at iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and more, and you can also check me out at www.farnellnewton.com. Be sure to tune in each week and get your jazz fix right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio.
Hi, this is international recording artist, pianist, composer Bob Baldwin. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio? Well, join the Coffee Talk party with veteran broadcaster and host, Miss Bridget Lewis. She brings listeners the best there is in diversity and talent, and you'll get a chance to peek behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite artist. You'll experience world-class contemporary Latin, gospel straight ahead, and smooth jazz greats all right here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. Our show's calling number is 1-347-934-0108. That's 347-934-0108. And our show link is www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Bridget Lewis. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/coffeetalkjazz and check out our official website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com. This is Bob Baldwin, and we'll see you real soon, okay? Ciao.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to this glorious Saturday afternoon. It is May the 13th, and boy, do we have a power-packed show for you. We already see all the guests that have logged on from around the world, but I'm going to introduce this afternoon's guest. He is absolutely amazing. His name is Ron King, and he is a Grammy-nominated soloist. He's one of the trumpet players, composers, and arrangers, and he is a first call musician. I'd like to welcome the newest member to the Coffee Talk Jazz family. Ron King is in the building. Hey, hey now.
Hey, hey. hey, Bridget. How are you?
How are you?
I am good, thank you. Very good, thank you.
Good, good, good. So we're super excited about your show today, but let me tell you who has logged in from around the world. So we love this international love. We see Toronto, Canada's in the building. Ottawa, Canada's in the building. I see the folks from the Eastern and Western Caribbean, St. Croix, St. Thomas. Hey, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to the party. New York is always big. Chappaqua, oh, my goodness, Hell's Kitchen, Harlem, Bedford Stuy, you guys, welcome to the party. And if you guys are nice to us today, we have some gift giveaways, but you can't win if you don't call in now. So let's focus on Ron, the man of the hour. We're going to be playing at least 3 to 4 tracks from his wonderful and his latest project. It's entitled Cascade. So, Ron, my first question I have for you is, when did you first fall in love with music?
Well, I started early, and I probably started playing the trumpet in the 5th grade. I think it was around 8 years old. And I also played the guitar around that time. So music was a part of my family's life. My father was a self-taught folk guitarist, and my mother was played French horn and baritone horn in the band. And so everybody in the family, her sister played the piano, and I found out later that, that's when I started. My mom says I was very interested in it earlier than that, and I would beat on the pans in the kitchen and play drums on things and just put on my own little shows here and there in the house.
Wow. Wow. It definitely sounds like music was definitely in your DNA and that you were destined to become a musician. And so when you said that, it makes me think about the Gifted Music Foundation that we created. I created that in honor of my late mother, Sarah. We have a Gifted Music Foundation for children. And I think it is so, so important to foster the talent that you see in a kid. I mean, they may not, you know, be first chair in the band, or they may not necessarily play in an orchestra, but I think the beautiful thing about music is that it does give children, you know, the social skills, the interaction. I think it really makes a child a little bit more well-rounded. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they've, when I grew up, music was in all the schools and was a
oh
big part of programs, which was, a fantastic time. And later, they decided to take music out of a lot of the schools. And someone did a study for a 20-year time period while all that happened, and they compared the kids that got this exposure to music all this time to the kids that did not, and they discovered that the kids who had had the exposure to music had their developed more of their brain. There's a portion of their brain they had developed compared to the kids who did not have it. Kids who did not have it did not have that portion. So it's extremely important. It's logic, reason, math, all of these things are developed through music. So, yeah, I totally agree with that.
Wow. Which is one of the reasons why we adopted 5 schools. This is back in 2009. And one of the ways that I wanted to give back, coming from a family of educators, is because music is the last to be added and it's always the first program to be cut. And I think, we wouldn't have a Ron King, we wouldn't have a Wynton Marsalis, we wouldn't have a Kirk Whalen, we wouldn't have a Patti LaBelle. I mean, if those programs, were cut. And so one of the things that we wanted to do is we say that our mission, our passion is really to provide music enrichment opportunities for youth in our neighborhood. And we refer to it as a worthy challenge with joyful rewards. And so when we adopted these schools and we went down to LAUSD and we said, hey, we want to do our part by really bridging the divide between the black babies and brown babies. And one of the things that we saw is that when we brought the musicians into the schools, I mean, these kids, Ron, I wish you could have been there. These kids were like romancing the saxophone. They were tickling on the keyboards. They were hitting the snare on the drums. I mean, we had their full attention. And so, at least 5 to 6 times out of the year, we go into the schools and we talk to them about team building and all this kind of stuff. And so it's really been wonderful how we've really been able to raise money, for voice lessons and stuff like that for kids. And then we even partnered. I really started asking for help. I said, because I can't do it alone. And then we got banjo guitar came on board, and then cannonball music and a funny guitar came on board. And when they donated instruments to us for the kids, that's when I knew we really, really had something great. And so when you talked about having everything, in the home with your parents and stuff like that, you really took me back to that moment. So for anyone who's listening, I say kudos and pay attention to your young kids, because I think they really, really know what they want to do. So I had a lot of fun listening to your music, and I could not pick a favorite track. Just when I thought I had it, I'm like, oh, I think I like this one better. So I have everything kind of marked off and highlighted and with asterisks. And so my question is, listening to your style of playing, is there a period of music that speaks to you more, like the 30s, the 40s, or the 50s? Because I hear a lot of different decades when I listen to your music. It's wonderful.
Well, yeah, there's I got an early start on things and really took to jazz, from the 50s to 40s. And then I started learning about all of that kind of music and being influenced, of course, by a lot of those wonderful musicians that came out of those periods. But all music speaks to me, everything. In music, it speaks to me. And then later, I have my degree in music and everything else. So I studied classical music, and I studied with a trumpet player from the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and I studied with a couple of more classically trained trumpet players. And my jazz influences are pretty much all just my own doing. I never went to anybody about that. But yeah, that's and the 50s were a very fertile time for jazz. And, that's when Miles Davis and John Coltrane recorded a lot of famous stuff that everybody still listens to now. And this, and then there's lots of other people too. I've listened to Louis Armstrong and all the great people with, you know, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and started all that.
Yeah.
You know, so and
when music
and on
was
and on
really,
and
really music.
Oh yeah, no, it was amazing and fantastic. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I want to jump right in and get into some of the music from your project. You've got a beautiful cast of musicians that have helped you out. You know, Mr. Paul Brown, he's one of my favorite people, an amazing producer. So let's talk about this project, Cascade. Let's talk about the title, how you came up with it. And then I want to play, oh, my goodness, So What, and the title track, Cascade. So if you can set this up, we'll play it for the fans and come back with more good coffee and great chat.
All right. Well, are you going to play Cascade first?
Yeah, we can play Cascade first, yes.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, Cascade was the name of the song we worked on. And, you know, Cascade is kind of like a waterfall rushing down and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, Paul and I were working on this, and we thought that might be a good name for the album as well. But that's just, you know, this is a very kind of romantic and sexy kind of tune. And that's how we came up with that. And it was Paul's idea to record So What. And we wanted
nice.
To do something. I had a little different take on it. You know, it's very famous for having the bass play the melody. That's how Miles
yeah.
Davis did it. And Paul said, no, you play the melody. I said, you want me to play the melody? Yes. Okay. Let's try it. And we did. And, you know, what I did the arrangement on that. And it's a little bit of a Gil Evans approach. We used alto flutes and some other stuff just to give it a little of that sort of ethereal kind of quality. And it came out nice. It came out very nice.
All right. Awesome. Let's take a listen, guys.
Okay.
Hi, this is Nicoleon. Let's keep the coffee talk party brewing each Sunday 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays 3 to 6 p.m., and Fridays 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll hear jazz greats, R&B, soul, and funk influences. Stay tuned and you'll hear jazz past and jazz still to come. Be sure to tune in and listen in with your host, Miss Bridget.
Guys are wonderful, having an amazing day. You guys, I hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to Ron's track. You guys, the chat room is now open. Go ahead and ask any question that is relevant to music for our very special guest. Ron King is in the building and Twitter is open. And Ron, I'm actually putting up your music links. So I want you guys to run to Apple, to iTunes, to all the digital retailers, and go ahead and download this as you're driving up the coast. You can rock and hang out with me and Ron, right? So I'm just loving it. So the next question that I have for you is, you've been in this business a really long time. What's maybe one or two nuggets that you can share? Class is in session, folks, so get your pen, get your paper, and, like, write this down, right? What are one or two nuggets you can share that a novice can avoid going into this business? Because it's not for the faint of heart. It's a wonderful business. It's a fun business. It's a tough business. And if you're looking for a 9-to-5, this isn't it. I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah,
well, you know, this is all I ever wanted to do. And
I know, me too.
When I got into the business, you know, and then later, when it can be a very up and down kind of business. There's no real steadiness all the time, you know, riding on a high. When you get on that high, it's fantastic and great. But if you're going to try making a living at this, you're going to have to know it's kind of like a stock market that, you know, has its real peaks. And it has valleys. You know, I always remember back when, you know, I started working with Frank Sinatra, and the first time I played with him was like, I was just on air because it was so great. And, you know, and then the next day I ended up doing an $80 Latin gig, you know, that was somewhere in not a very good part of town. And I'm going, how can I be doing this all within a 24-hour time period, you know? But you try and take everything, and, you know, you have to keep a good attitude all the time. Now, part of that attitude is you know, a self-belief that you're, you know, can be really great at this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, you need to keep – that going, because there's going to be this business has a lot of rejection too, and it may not have anything to do with the fact that you're very talented, or, you know, you have to remember that everybody wants to be in the music business, just everybody. So when guys complain about something or whatever, I go, look, there's a million guys that want to do this stuff, you know, and you have to remember that. And all the people that hire people and all sort of kind of stuff, they know this. They realize that there's, like, you know, lines of people that want to be able to do this, but not everybody can really do it. It really takes not only your talent, and it takes a lot of hard work and discipline.
Very disciplined.
And that's what you need. For yourself, you got to get up every day, and you kind of have to make your own rules in life. And of course, you have to work by other people's rules, but you have to make your own rules in terms of you're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to practice every day, and you're going to have to work on things. And don't be afraid to hire an instructor someone maybe who's really well-known, everybody goes, oh, my God, I couldn't take lessons. I learned this in high school, or I went to college for this. But, yeah, it's there are some people that can be extremely helpful and take you to the next level. So don't hesitate to maybe make that move. And, yes, it may cost you a little bit of money now, but it might end up making you a lot of money down the road, and everybody will be counting on you. So, you know, they say be nice to the people on the way up because you meet the same people on the way down. Well, and you know, the classic joke is I met completely different people on the way down. But it's true. You want to be nice to everybody everywhere you go. And
you do.
So
yeah.
Yeah, you do. You want to do that. And you know, but it, like I said, it's a lot of hard work, and there is a lot of rejection in this business. And they can, you know, they can just choose people they want to choose for whatever reasons they may choose for. So I've seen talented people sit home and not work, and I've seen some people that are not that great that have a great mm-hmm. attitude
right.
get called to work, and because they want them there for these reasons. They want them there because they're mm-hmm. very dependable. They know they're going to get there ahead of time and be in their seats and ready to, you know, ready to play and ready to work and have a great attitude about it, and they can count on them 100% of the time.
Yeah.
It's a very different – this is not a business you can have a bad day in. It's not like, well, I had a bad day. You can't really – I mean, when you get to the higher levels, the recording musicians, the film recording musicians, the people who play on mm-hmm. records and all this kind of stuff, they don't – they're extremely dependable, and they have to be – their playing has to be at 100%, even higher, every day. So – you know, some of these people are that we know and love are ridiculously talented. They're wonderful. And some of these people have worked very, very hard to mm-hmm. to do what they do. And so these are just a few things I can tell you.
Wow. I'm so glad you shared that. Wow. That's you really took me, like, you took me so far back. I mean, we could go down like a thousand different rabbit trails, but the fact that you have been immersed in this business your whole entire life, and I think you either love it or you hate it. And I say, you know, you've got to do something that you absolutely love, because that is what gets you up in the morning, even if you don't want to do it. And you said something that was even really a key. Having that attitude, you really cannot have an attitude in this business of very talented Paul Jackson Jr. Everybody knows who he is, and he's a really good
Paul.
Friend. He's a really, really good friend of mine. And I remember we grew up together. And at 15 years old, Paul knew that he was going to be a professional musician. And I remember when everybody else was outside, Paul and his dad, Paul Sr., who is now I think his mom died, Blanche Bestwick, but I think his dad is still mm-hmm. living out in Vegas. But he was in the garage literally at 15 years old, and he was actually playing, and he knew this is exactly what he wanted to do. And so Paul was on the cover of our first Coffee Talk Jazz magazine in 2013. And so even though I knew him, I needed to get to know the adult Paul outside of the personal relationship I had with him, right? So the first person I went to interview was, I interviewed his mama, Blanche, right? And the stories were just mm-hmm. amazing. But the person who really gave the inside was very, very talented Grammy Award-winning keyboardist, Patrice Rushen. Most people don't know it was Patrice who used to live up the street from Paul. She used to go up the street and get him as a little kid to middle school, walk him to school, right? And they really developed an amazing friendship. And she was the one who really introduced him around the music community as a session musician. He became a session musician. And then the rest is literally history. But one of the things I remember that Paul and I talked about was his attitude. He is one of the most, and you know him, he's one of the most humble people that you could ever meet. And he has every reason not to be, but in this business, you cannot have an ego. And one of the things I remember him telling me when we talked years ago, he said, you've got to go in hungry. You've got to stay humble, because there's always another musician that's ready to take your place. And you've got to go in always being open like a sponge and be willing to learn. And that's why he's played on the Whitney Houston's and Michael Jackson tour and just all of that. So you are absolutely right when you say you've got to be humble. You know, the first call musician, because that's what you are. Like, you're the guy that gets the call to go on tour. I've seen all of your pictures. We went through all your pictures. I'm like, man, he has just been so immersed. And so kudos and hats off to you, number one, for your amazing work, for your Grammy-nominated, being a Grammy-nominated soloist, and then for playing Lord Jesus on 11 Grammy nominated artist project. I mean, what does that feel like when you get that call?
Well, you know, I wasn't sitting around counting them over the years. I just turned out that, you know, it's ended up like that because I've been doing this for a very long time. And, I could tell people that I'm a bit of the history of Los Angeles in the music business because I grew up here and I started at a very early age. So I've been, like you said, I've been doing this a very long time. I've played with everyone and over the years. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, we started checking out some of the things that I did and started adding this up. And I said, wow, this is a lot more than I even realized. So, I mean, some people get Grammys or get Grammy nominations or whatever, they don't even tell you sometimes. And we run to projects or sessions or whatever, and we're doing this for various people. And, you know, you give your all to do these things, and then you run off to something else. So you're not sitting around going, man, I know I'm going to get a Grammy for this. Or, you know, if it happens, well, this is a blessing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So. The folks are saying, hey, we want to hear more music. Okay, guys. So I want to play a double-double. We're going to give you guys a double shot of espresso. And, yes, I'm having a caramel macchiato ice cold coffee right now. It's so delicious. So, Ron, I want to play Stomp. And I want to play Always On My Mind. So if you could set up those two, we're going to do a double-double. And, you guys, I would love to give away a gas card for $25. Who wants it? And a Coffee Talk Jazz t-shirt. So, Ron, set these up for us, and then we'll play them for the fans, and we'll post up those links so folks can go and buy those so they can download them.
All right. Well, as you know, Stomp was a big hit in the, I think, the late 70s for the Johnsons, the Brothers Johnsons. And, Quincy Jones production. Quincy Jones production. And Paul and I got to talking, and he said, you know, no one's ever done an instrumental version of that song. And so it's pretty hard to when you think of songs that no one's ever done something with some of these songs, because that was such a huge hit. I mean, it was just everywhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, we decided to do it, and that's how that came about. Always On My Mind is just sexy and sex, and it's hot, and you better just, you know.
And look, and that's why I'm having some ice blended coffee right now.
Yeah, you might want to have something to cool you down just a little bit. So, that's
all right,
get you
guys. Let's take a listen, family.
Hi, this is Peter White. Get ready to experience the power and passion of music on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with radio personality and host Miss Bridget Lewis. Today's your chance to go behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite contemporary, smooth jazz, Latin, and gospel artists.
And we're back, and we're broadcasting live. You listen to the very best in Blog Talk Radio here at Coffee Talk Jazz with award-winning host, Miss Bridget Lewis. And did you all hear the rhythm section? Y'all, did I say y'all? Yes, I am a Southern girl. Ron King is in the building. I hope you guys were taking notes. He was dropping all types of musical nuggets. We are tweeting live in real time on Twitter. I popped up your links. And, yeah, that was sexy and hot and sensual and so delicious. So good. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. We have more folks that are logged on. You guys, don't make me put everything back down in my little goodie bag. I got a $25 gift card I want to give away. I've got two Coffee Talk Jazz kitty boxes that I want to give away to you guys in honor of my late mother and the Gifted Music Foundation. I see Buenos Aires is in the building. London, England is in the building. Tokyo, Bangkok. Hey, guys, welcome to the party. So happy to have you. We want you guys to find our guest book. Go to coffeetalkjazz.com, coffeetalkjazz.com. Let us know what you like about the show. We want you guys to rate, subscribe, and review. Let us know how you feel about our programming. And if you want to have an amazing guest on the show, like Ron, just let us know. And we'll reach out and we'll see if we can bring them to you live. So speaking of live, where is your next live event or performance date? Because we want to come and see you, Ron.
Ah. Well, at the moment, I'm getting ready to, you know, I have a 17-piece big band, and we are preparing to
Woo-hoo!
Go to the Java Jazz Festival. Yeah, we.
Oh, my God.
We're going to the Java
wow.
Jazz Festival in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Yeah.
So
yes.
that's where we're going right now at this time. So, you know. I'll be playing later, probably around Los Angeles area.
Beautiful. That's so good. So for those of you guys who love to travel, who love to just travel overseas, you guys can go right to it's javajazzfestival.com, and some of the best musicians on the planet are going to be there for the 2023 event, and the lineup is absolutely incredible. Corey Wong, Stephen Sanchez, Max, the Chicago Experience, of course, our own Ron King is in the building, and Ali, and so many more. I've never been to the Java Jazz Fest, but I hear it's amazing. And I remember when I interviewed all the members of 4Play, I loved all of, oh my God, they're so funny. Well, God bless the late Chuck Lowe, man. Just can't believe that he passed away.
Yeah. No,
man, great. Like our friends, right? Oh my God. Yeah. Just,
yeah.
That was a shocker.
But Java Jazz Festival is considered the largest jazz festival in the world. And,
yeah, wow.
You know, I've been going there for, this will be my 16th year.
What?
And this yeah,
oh
I know.
God.
It's crazy, isn't it? This year, I've played with everyone that's ever gone there, and this year we're going to play with Jasmia Horn, and speaking of 4Play, we're going to play with Bob James, and that should be really, really great, really looking forward to it, and we have a couple of Indonesian artists that we're going to play with as well. So it's a pretty amazing festival. It's about 215 artists on 11 stages in two
yeah.
and a half days. So it's
that, like,
massive.
That's like
it's
incredible.
Just,
like,
I know, it's just massive. So, and
wow.
You know, people come all,
wow.
A lot of people come from all over the world just to be there and take it in. So
that is such a beautiful thing. So This has been such an exciting show for me. I love your energy. I love your drive. You've just been so real and raw and just letting folks know this is what it's going to take to be a part or at least get into the music industry. And so with that being said, you've played with everyone. Is there any one artist that's pretty new on the scene that has really gotten your ear, your attention? Who would you want to play with? Who was that person?
Well, I worked with Christina Aguilar, and I like her. And there's, you know, a lot of the young people are. I mean, it's hard to find really great music these days. Their influences are not what we got when we were growing up. So
I feel
we really have lived through maybe the greatest time in music in terms of, you know, our music from the 40s to 50s all the way up through the 80s, which, you know, was amazing. 90s got a little strange, and it's been different. I'm not saying there aren't great artists out there. There are, but I haven't heard nearly as much of the type of stuff that we used to get. So, you know, that's pretty much all I could say.
No, I got you on that. Yeah. One of the people that comes to mind, she's incredible. I remember when Quincy Jones first introduced her to the public, but she was already playing, and she's actually on tour with Beyonce right now. She's Emily Bear, and she's an American composer, pianist, songwriter. She's won some Grammys, and this girl is just incredible. I mean, and I remember the story of she was in the house, and her grandmother thought that the stereo was playing, but it was her granddaughter that was actually sitting at the piano, and she was playing. I mean, this kid, just like at 6 years old, I think maybe she was either 5 or 6 as she got it. So I don't know if you know her, but check her out, Emily Bear. She is just incredible. She is a force. I mean, a real prodigy, and there's not many of those folks that come along. She's amazing.
I also did an album with Ariana Grande and, you know,
like
that. They're so talented. They're so talented, and you know, it's great to hear them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I think I know the girl you're talking about. So, you know, when someone
incredible.
Comes on, I worked with a lot of people like David Foster and some of these other great producers, and they always seem that the people who have talent at very young ages, he ends up producing them. And by the time they're 13 years old or 15 years old or whatever, he's already, you know, they've made some ridiculous, wonderful album with him. I play on some of that stuff from time to time. So he gets up and, you know, the next thing you know, they've got a career like nobody's business. So.
Oh, my goodness. Before we go, I want to get into some fun questions. But I want to do another double-double. I want to do Rum Punch. You guys, I'm trying to squeeze all the juice out of this limit. Because you guys heard Ron say, hey, he's going to go to Jakarta. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, we may not be able to get him back. So we just try and play as much many of the songs as we can. And, again, I'm popping up those links. So we're going to do Rum Punch and Trippin' with our good friend, Mr. Bob Baldwin. And so if you can set these up for us, we're going to come back. We're going to put you in the hot seat. We won't make it too hot. But the questions will be super fun. So you want to set these two up for us, Rum Punch and Trip, and then we'll come back.
Okay. Rum Punch is, you know, Bob Baldwin had this track, and Paul was liking it and thought it would be a good match. So it turns out it was, and I liked it. And we ended up doing that and putting it on the album. And Trip, and it was just a nice groove that Billy Steinway and myself came up with. And so I think you'll like it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Thank you. this is Marjane, contemporary gospel recording artist. Do you love good coffee and a great chat? Well, today is your chance to peek behind the curtain with your favorite artist. Are you celebrating a birthday? If so, join us with the Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Birthday Club. Send us a text at 562-355-0311 or email us at coffeetalkjazzradio@msn.com. We'll also give you a live shout-out and plenty of Twitter love. You never know what you might win. Call us today if it's your birthday at 347-934-0108. Be sure to follow our tweet and also follow us on Facebook. So happy birthday from Miss Bridget and the Coffee Talk Jazz crew.
Hey guys and dolls, we are back on this beautiful, glorious Saturday with my very special guest, Ron King. And we've tried to squeeze all the juice out of this lemon, as I said before, because we don't know when we're going to have him back, but I promise you guys we will. And birthday celebrations on this day, Shirley Horn was born, Ron Carter, Paul Dumel, so many amazing jazz greats, Joe Ford. You guys know I know my musical history and I just keep up with everybody. And wow, I see some folks from Cambridge, Charles River, Southeast, Charleston Town, and Boston. So Ron, instead of putting you in the hot seat, they're trying to count me down. I won't have it. So really quickly, we want to play this or that. So I have three questions for you. Cat or dog? Right. Cat or dog? You like cat or dog?
Dog.
You could pick.
Dog.
Dog, yeah, me too. Do you have a dog?
Not now. Not right now.
You don't have
I've
a dog.
I've had a dog. Not at the moment, no. But
okay,
I've had two dogs, and I had the last one I had. She lived for 16 years, and it just killed me when she passed away. So.
Oh, my goodness. I know about those little fellas. I had a dog. His name was Q after Quincy Jones. His name was Q Lewis Miller Esquire, and he had dog tags, and he was just, oh, my God. Like, when I had to give him away, it was hard. It was super hard. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get to the delicious desserts. Häagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's?
I like Häagen-Dazs.
So do I. What's your favorite flavor?
I'm a chocolate fan. So.
Oh, my goodness. Chocolate fan. All right. So,
yeah.
And then last question I have for you, do you have a life motto?
Green light.
Did you say live life?
Green light.
Oh, green light. That means all systems are go, you guys, if you're paying attention. All right. He was short, sweet, and to the point. Short, sweet, and to the point. Let me tell you, it has been my absolute pleasure hosting your show today. After the show, we're going to send out a listener poll. We want to hear what the folks think about your amazing career, your music. We're going to be following up with you on that. And then we're going to take it out with the last track, Homebound. Thank you so much for giving us your time. We know that you're incredibly busy. We're super excited to be connected with you, and we can't wait to continue promoting all things Ron King. So with music in our hearts and with jazz in our hearts, we want to thank you, our friends, fans, and supporters, for making Coffee Talk Jazz award-winning and number one. We'd love you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.